race to leave the NPP hits up as over 200 former MMDCs endorse Dr. Bamia as flag bearer days after honoring the invitation of Kennedy Japon.
Kennedy Japon invited all MMDCs. I was there myself, but we did not support his assertion that over 250 came to endorse him is false. Today, Chief, you have asked a question. Today, we are reading a statement on behalf of all of us. There was no statement read at Kennedy Japon's meeting with us. He spoke, we whined, we dined, and we left. Today,
we have more as a camp of Kennedy Japon dismisses the endorsement, describing it as rehearsed, staged, and sponsored.
Well. So for us in Team Ken, and of course we say this with respect, that this may be the last time that as a team we'll be paying so much attention or responding to this rehearsed, choreographed, staged, and of course sponsored endorsement.
We have details here on Top Story. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Faustina Safo. Please stay for details. Right, with barely 7 months until the opposition NPP elects a new flag bearer, a group of 220 former metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives have endorsed the party's 2024 flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, to lead the party into the 2028 general elections. Interestingly, just days before the endorsement, this same group visited Dr. Mahmoud Bamia's main rival, a former member of parliament for Asin Central, Kennedy Japon. The visit sparked speculation that the group may be shifting its allegiance. However, they are quick to clarify and clear the air, firmly denying any endorsement of Kennedy Japon during the meeting. We'll hear from the group shortly, but first, let's listen to the former Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, who expressed gratitude for the endorsement.
Today, you've had approximately 220 MMDCs have a closed-door meeting with you. And what was the meeting about?
Well, the meeting was just to appraise them of where I am, and then to thank them, most importantly, for their efforts in the 2024 election, and to also ask for their support of me going forward. So that was basically, in a nutshell, what we came to do. Thank you.
Do you have some next set of people, maybe former MPs that you're trying to meet?
We'll see how it goes. We'll take it one step at a time.
Say this meeting was fruitful?
Extremely fruitful. Very, very much so. Thank you very much.
My colleague Kenneth Jesse was on the grounds today. Ken, you have been engaged in the leadership of this former MMDCs. What have they been telling you?
Well, they made it clear that, first of all, if we will recall, just last Thursday, more than 200 of them also visited Dr. Bamia's main contender, Kennedy Japon, the former Asin Central MP. We saw visuals of them going there. And I asked them that if they were the same people that came here today, and they said yes. And I was a bit, you know, confused that why did you endorse him and you were coming to endorse Bamia again? And they said that no, they did not endorse him when they went there. They just went upon his invitation. It is Bamia that they are endorsing, and they believe that he's the best candidate to lead the MPP to victory 2028.
Honorable Kennedy Japon invited all MMDCs. I was there myself, but we did not support his assertion that over 250 came to endorse him is false. Today, Chief, you have asked a question. Today, we are reading a statement on behalf of all of us. There was no statement read at Kennedy Japon's meeting with us. He spoke, we whined, we dined, and we left. Today, we are showing our support with a statement. Thank you.
We have seen that in the history of MPP, no presidential candidate has ever come and won in the first trials. We see the former president Jay Okufor. Former president Jay Okufor came with his first trial. Yes, so we are looking at the trend of events of our party. Okay. Okay. We said we are looking at the trend of events of our party. You see, former J.A. Kufuor contested in 1996 and lost to J.J. Rawlings. Then he came back, we presented him again in 2000, and he won. Former President Kufuor came with 38%, but he was able to defeat the former Vice President Atta Mills in 2000 to win election for the New Patriotic Party.
Meanwhile, the camp of Kennedy Ejiapong has dismissed the endorsement, describing it as rehearsed, staged, and sponsored.
Well, so for us in Chimken, and of course we say this with respect, that this may be the last time that as a team we'll be paying so much attention or responding to these rehearsed, choreographed, staged, and of course sponsored endorsement by few people, which is hinted or assumption is created, or the impression is created as though he represents the entire team. If you recall, it was the same strategy and tactics that was adopted during the last election, where claims were made that about 137 MPs were supporting one candidate, all government appointees were supporting one candidate, even including all party executives at all structures. That led us into the worst and most humiliating defeat that we've ever witnessed in the history of the Fourth Republic. As we will not be paying so much attention to it, at least we'll take a cue from what's happened, we'll take a lesson from what's happened last year in the general elections, and we'll advise ourselves. But for us in Timken, our focus will be to engage the over 200,000 polling station executives.
You heard there Kwesi Kwarteng, a key spokesperson for Kennedy Ejiapong's campaign team. Well, thankfully, I have with me Dennis Miracles Abuaji, his aide to Dr. Mahmoud Baumi. I also have Kwesi Kwarteng, spokesperson for Kennedy Ejiapong's camp, joining me live here on Top Story. I'll start with you, Dennis Miracles. Over 200 MMDCs rallying their support behind Dr. Mahmoud Baumi. You must be pleased, but the question remains, are they delegates?
Well, I mean, we are grateful to them. We are not looking for only delegates in this contest to be able to win it. We are looking for human resources as well. People, individuals who may not necessarily be delegates, but have the energy, the resource, and the network to give us the numbers that you want. And so for now, it's a combination of all of those ingredients that would give you a win. I mean, I am a former MC myself, and so I belong to the group. And we have a total of about 301 former MMDCs. So if 220 of them make a case and tell us that they are going to spend their time and energy to help canvass and mobilize for votes for us, we can only be grateful and say that we are going to work to even get a lot more of them to also come on board. Remember that these 220 MMDCs belong to a larger group where 90 to 95% of us were party constituency original executives at the time we were appointed into office. And so their resource and their capacity to help mobilize the numbers, it's without doubt. And we can only hope to even get more to add on to it.
So they have influence, but they do not have the final say. You've just heard from Kwesi Kwarteng from the camp of Kennedy Ejiapong. He says this is sponsored. How do you respond to that?
I mean, if we can get 220 people to agree and be sponsored by us to do this, then you can imagine how grateful we'll be. And so for me, those are just things by the side. I mean, this same group, these same people a week or two ago were all over social media talking about how they have 50 MPs on their side. When they said they had 50 MPs on their side, nobody from Baumia's side came to say anything. The MPs themselves, a few days later, drove into Dr. Mahmoud Baumia's house, office, over 60 of them, I counted 67, and said that we are here. We heard that somebody said 50 of us belong to him. That is not correct. Here we are, and we are here to give you our full commitment and pledge that we are going to support you. And then quickly, they come back and say, oh, no. It doesn't matter. It is all staged. All these MPs who came, they have been coerced and all of that. So, I mean, For now, we are going to deploy every political arsenal to win the next elections and make sure that Dr. Mahamudu Bamiye's vision and dream for this party and this country comes to fruition. It is up to them to continuously sit there and watch and then make commentary about what it is that is going on. But we are focused and we are completely fixated on what we need to do to win the elections.
You are alluding to the fact that indeed you sponsored this MMDC to come and support
Dr. Bamiye. I haven't said that.
Okay.
I have not. I haven't said that.
Okay.
I said that if that is what he is saying, so be it. I haven't alluded to it. I mean, it beats any logic or common sense for anybody to tell adults. And let me tell you something. I made a point that the former MMDCs, a lot of them, they have worked and contributed in this party than some of these people making this comment. We have people who have served as constituency chairman for 12 years, 16 years. People who have served as constituency secretaries for 12, 16 years. These are people who actually worked between 2009 to 2016 to make sure that the party came to power. They were only appointed as MMDCEs when the party won power, but they were the active executives at the time when the party won power. And you are saying that these people have no minds of their own because they didn't come to declare for you. But the few who declared for you have a mind of their own. Earlier on, before you put me on the call, I heard him saying that the same thing happened in 2023 or 2024, and we said 137 people supported us, and we saw that's a complete falsehood. 137 people did not support us.
Okay.
At the time when people like Seka, people like Honorable Kweku Kwarteng, people like the former Swedro MP, and all of that were supporting them, they never called them names. In fact, when we started this contest, Dr. Mahamudu Bamiye just barely about a week ago received the MPs related to this contest. He's been busy with the national executives on a thank you tour. You and your group have been moving around this country with members of parliament. The MPs who are with them, are they sponsored? Are they staged? Why do you disrespect adults like this?
Let me bring in at this point Kwesi Kwarteng. Miracle, stay with me as we just expand the conversation. Kwesi, you said that this may be the last time that Dr. Bamiye's team would organize a press conference of this magnitude and then Kennedy Ejiofor's team would come out to respond. But aren't you concerned? Is the odds against you?
Christina, very good evening to you. Good evening to my brother on the line. Even though consistently, anytime you're having a conversation, he takes a poster to be intentional about being rude and disrespectful towards me. I will always maintain my poster and still show him that respect as a party person, because whichever way, even after this election, after competition, the next thing is cooperation, and whichever way, we still need each other, irrespective of who wins, to be able to build our party and rescue this country and capture power in 2028. But let me speak. But if there is any test, any litmus that has been proven to be most consistent and most reliable and most efficient all over the world, is a test of time. And so I would not waste so much time on these endorsements. Wish them the best if they are saying that it is a genuine endorsement. But I am telling you that if there is any other test that has been proven to be most efficient and most reliable, is a test of time. And whichever way, come watch me on the 31st of January, there will surely be the elections. And at the end of the day, we'll get to know whether or not these endorsements were valid or not. But I can understand them. I mean, if you are a camp that kindly you are faced with a numerous breakaway from the same camp, recall that of President Akufo-Addo, the captain of the ship, of the Bamiye ship, who introduced him into politics, brought him and made him his vice presidential candidate, to the extent of even making him the presidential candidate or flag-bearer of the party, today is no longer in his camp. So I can understand them. They obviously have to paint a picture as though they still have the numbers. Dr. Barry Champong, today, somebody who was very keen and was still to become the vice presidential candidate for Dr. Bamiye, the just last in the general election, today has ditched, and he himself is even contesting him. Obviously, he doesn't believe in his agenda or his vision again. My own former boss, who I so much respect, Dr. Yao Osei Duchu,
somebody who was very keen and instrumental in last year's Baumeier's campaign. Today, he's no longer supporting him to the extent that he's pitched for him and is contesting him. We have also heard that of Mr. Kwabena for his team strategist, who also intends to contest him. And of course, that of Mr. Patrick Buama, who was also aligned to the Baumeier camp, also lacing his boot to contest him. So I can understand them, the jitteriness, the uneasiness, and of course, as a political response and strategy, you need to respond to this by creating that impression that you have the number. If Miracles is to tell me that indeed the numbers that he counted there were 67, I leave him to his conscience. You mentioned 67, Dr. Baumeier could have voted 60. In Team 4, you mentioned 35 at some point and another point, 40 people. Yes, so the video that you brought, if you do a head count, they were just 26. I mean, you can tickle yourself and laugh, but there will be the judgment day. 31st will surely come. This whole point about influence, peddling, and creating an impression as though you have the numbers, you started it, and I repeat, in the last primaries, where you created an impression that you had almost half, almost the full parliament, you created an impression that all government appointees were for you. What impression didn't you create? You even went ahead to create an impression, and indeed, shape people in life, where you had literally or virtually national executives, executives at all levels, constituency executives, up to regional executives, even some police station executives.
Okay.
You shape everybody in life.
Okay.
Obviously, you achieve what you wanted. But what was the general outcome? The general outcome is that you led us into the most humiliating electoral defeat ever that our party has ever
faced. Allow me to come in at this point in time. Point noted. You say you're doing the groundwork. You're working on getting the over 200,000 delegates on your side. How do you plan to achieve this?
Yes, for us, our focus is on the over 200,000 polling station executives. And I maintain that for us, we believe that sovereignty resides in them. Assuming even without admitting that the said 220 people are not choreographed, is not induced, is not staged. I mean, compared to 220 to over 200,000 people, we believe that they are the larger constituents. Sovereignty resides in them. We'll still give maximum respect to our former MMDCs. But, I mean, come to think of it, Fossey, isn't it interesting that you had about 220 people in the room? They couldn't make the endorsement there where there are media people, there were camera, but they had to close for about 200 to leave, only to assemble about 80 and make a presentation as though it represents all of them. They can continue to tickle themselves and laugh. Who will continue to move from constituency to constituency, polling station to polling station, and engage over 200,000 people there?
Kwesi, stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Dixon Adumaku Kesi. He's spokesperson for Brian Echampong's campaign team. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. We know that the committee that has been set up to test the grounds if indeed Brian Echampong is fit for the people have come back with their report saying that the ground is ripe. What's your initial thoughts about this campaign endorsement already going in favor of Dr. Baumeier?
Well, good evening. Very key for me is that I'm surprised by the craving for endorsement very early in the game. I'm very surprised by it. And in fact, the general secretary of the party has been categorical that he would hope that en bloc people do not give endorsement. But that is not to say that people don't have a right. However, as a very experienced politician, I know that it is almost impossible for all chairmen to sing one song, for all polling station youth organizers to sing one song, let alone former MMDCs. And if you're a serious politician, you should be even wary when you believe such endorsements, because even in our own home, not everybody would eat gari or beans. So I'm really taken aback by the excitement that people have so much for endorsement.
But it appears the odds are against you, really. You're going against two contenders that have been in the race before, Kennedy Japon and Dr. Baumeier. But you're green and we have the elections in less than 7 months. What's your campaign strategy?
Well, we've been in politics for a long period, so I would beg to differ about being green. We've been in politics for many years, and we're new to this race, but not green. Now, the other key thing I need to add is there will be surprises, and one thing I can tell you today is that there are no guarantees for past performance when it comes to delegates. And as it stands, when the dynamics change and each candidate proffers the solutions and the how we can work our way to win power or, as it is, get back into office 2028, it will be for the delegates to make a decision. It will be for them. And we are pushing hard to strengthen the base of the party. We think that that's the most important thing, so that when the base is strong, then any add-ons will be very good. And we'll focus consistently on ensuring that polling station members have a right, their rights are respected, and their votes and aspirations are, you know, looked at carefully. And that will be our focus moving forward.
But then time is not on your side. How do you plan to ensure that delegates are on your side? And then when exactly will your candidate declare his intention? Because as we speak, he hasn't made it official.
Well, I think the feedback from the exploratory work and engagements have been very positive. And I can almost certainly say that within the next few days, we'll hear from him. I mean, he's already made some internal, declarations, but I think publicly he'll make people aware soon that once the nominations are out, he will, stand. So as it stands, culturally, many people want to hear from him before he goes public.
Indeed, but soon is not a timeline. How soon is soon? 1 week, 2 weeks?
Soon. I mean, in fact, I must admit, within the next 10 days, we'll hear from him public.
Great.
And you'll be there because there'll be a presser. So you'll be there. If not, you, Joy News will be there. So the whole world will see.
Doc, we
and
appreciate
he's
your time.
Made it known that he wants to work for us to get back into office 2028. And the dynamics in Ghana has changed. The youth are different. Their aspirations are different. And for that reason, I mean, he's a candidate that will ensure that we are attractive to the youth again and be able to also ensure that the youth have a stake and a future in governance. And I think that is very important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dixon Dumako Kisi, his aide to Brian Ichampom. Well, we'll be getting a response from the New Patriotic Party because already SAPTO campaign is ongoing and we're finding out from the party if indeed there would be sanctions to individuals who break the party laws. And we will be speaking to Deputy General Secretary for the NPP, Haruna Muhammad, shortly. And then I would come around to Dennis Miracles Abuaji, aide to Dr. Mahmoud Bamiyach, just to get his final thoughts, as well as Kwesi Kwarteng, spokesperson for Kennedy Ejiapong's camp, to get their final thoughts. Whilst we wait for Haruna Muhammad to join the conversation, I just want to wrap up with Kwesi Kwarteng and Dennis Miracles Abuaji. 1 minute each. Dennis, your final words.
Firstly, former MMDCEs, 220 of them, this afternoon have clearly indicated what their beliefs are. If you read the statement, you realize that it was a well thought through statement. I happen to be a former MC myself. I am a member of the forum. The object of the forum, like the members clearly indicated, is for them to continue to mobilize on the ground. In support of Dr. Mahmoud Bamiyach, we embrace them happily. These are former constituency chairmen, former secretaries, some of them 16 years experience, 8 years experience, 12 years experience. And Dr. Mahmoud Bouamia is truly counting on them and even inviting a lot more of these former MMDCs to join. As many persons as possible in this party who would confidently step out and be bold and step forward to declare their support and their commitment to Dr. Mahmoud Bouamia, we welcome that and we do not trivialize them at all. Thank you.
Now, let me come to Kwesi Kwarteng. Your final words, 1 minute, please.
Yeah, firstly, we respect the decision of every party member to support any aspiring candidate. And so, in the case of the former MMDC, I don't think we so much have a problem with that. But, I mean, isn't it intriguing? And wouldn't it be surprised that any person who is not novice in politics would believe that when a statement is read that 220 people are in our association or group are supporting you, it presupposes automatically all of them support you. I think we should up our game, engage the people well, talk to them, and let's find a good leader who is winnable, who is marketable, and will increase our chances in coming back to power in 2028. But I'll be very surprised if indeed the Bouamia camp indeed believes that these supposed 220 endorsements are indeed something that they believe and is something that they really want to stand by. But I mean, it's a game of politics, I understand. Sometimes it's also for the optics. So if it's for that, we wish them the best. But time will tell.
Thank you, Kwesi Kwarteng. Well, I will be engaging Haruna Mohammed, the MPP Deputy General Secretary, on News 9 as I hand over the baton to Evans Mensah.